we're going to go on to informational item number 12. I think, Pat, are you with us today, Pat?
I am here, yes.
You are. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you give us an update on the Lake Oahe water level?
Absolutely. Chris, do you have my presentation to queue up there? That's the archery one.
Then I don't have yours.
They should both be on there, but.
Do you have it handy? We could share the screen. You could share your screen. I do not have it. I looked in Teams. I did not see it. Sorry. That's the word.
Let me.
Yeah, I did not. There it is right there.
If I knew, I was going to take a short recess to give you guys a little bit.
I think we
found it. I just have to share it.
Okay, we got to go here.
Okay. All right. So very quickly, a good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Groebling. Just very quickly, wanted to do an update on the Lake Oahe water levels. Attended a public meeting on the 25th of October, and a lot of this information that I'm sharing here came from that meeting. As of this morning, some of those core information has been updated. I'll share with you those numbers, but the slides are not referenced there. Anyway, the first slide you're seeing there is a picture looking from the dam towards East Shore. And you can see the lower water levels. Second slide, please. We're looking at the current conditions as of 11-1. And the arrow demonstrates that
we have
the arrow currently demonstrates we are tracking lower than the lower decile point on the October.
Matt, we're having some technical difficulties with your presentation here. We're losing you in and out of that connection. 10-minute recess is what that's your job.
Chairman, we've got a little bit of a glitch here going on. So we're just going to break for a recess for 10 minutes and just to clear up some technical problems we've got. Thank you.
Well, meeting back to order. Hopefully we've got Pat queued up now, Chris. Or
I still just got internet, unstable internet, so we'll see.
Maybe we can do this.
Pat, are you on?
Yes, Pat, I am. On?
Chris, is it... is it bandwidth? I mean, do we need to everybody else shut off their, put them in airplane mode or something? To
maybe. Pat, go ahead and try it. And if that's the case, we might have to try it. For some reason, I don't know why. Go ahead, Pat. Give it a shot, Pat.
Okay, we'll do. Again, Pat Buescher, North Central Park Regional Supervisor. Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Just a quick update with the information that we gathered from the public meeting on the 25th of October. Looking at the slide, we see that the reservoir is currently tracking below the forecasted lower decile. That's based on the ongoing drought conditions we face here in South Dakota and throughout the system. Next slide, Chris. This is the current conditions of the entire Missouri River impoundment. 47.6 million acre feet. The system currently sits 10 million acre feet below the flood control pool, which on Lake Oahe, that's on levels 1607.5. So we've got ways to make up. I don't know that we're going to do it this year without some significant snowfall. Next slide, please, Chris. This is the October 1st forecast that the Corps puts out every month. Just recently, this morning, I looked, they have the new November forecast. It hasn't changed a whole lot, but one thing that we will be seeing is a slight uptick as they start balancing out the waters in Sakakawea into Lake Oahe. Again, Chris, next slide. Here we see the three-week forecast, which again was just updated, but on the 19th of November, they will be going to winter operations and releasing on average 12,500 CFS through Gavin's Point. And so we'll start seeing an increase in the waters on Lake Oahe. But you can see our low point based on that forecast is going to be 1589.6. So we're going to lose about a foot of water yet. Our current conditions right on Lake Oahe, as of just prior to this report, was 1590.88. Next slide, Chris. So this just a brief discussion about the current boat ramp conditions. We've got 23 boat ramps that we monitor on Lake Oahe. Six of those have been closed throughout the summer season. We've only got one new closure due to low water at this point, and that's at Bob's Landing up by Gettysburg. And that's due primarily to some road construction that's occurring there. Park staff have been working tremendously hard with rental equipment to keep boat ramps open, do siltation cleaning. But we're actually in pretty good shape. We're at the transition period between the lower end of our primary ramps and the top end of our low water ramps on a lot of locations. Next slide, Chris. So if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to provide any other information that I can from the commissioners at this time.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for Pat? Just need lots of snow this year, right, Pat?
We are, and based on the forecast that we've seen, it's all over the map. So sounds like the Northern Rockies may be getting some based on the National Weather Service, but we're hoping for that.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions for Pat on that one, I think, Pat, do we got you again right away?